Party here in for Cooper all this week alongside Una. A bank holiday in a February. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Bridie. Thank you, Bridget.
Fun fact. I found this out over the weekend. When the 1st of February falls on a Friday, that becomes the bank holiday day. Do you get me?
No, say that again.
Bear with me, okay? So what date is it today? Today's the 3rd.
Yeah.
So the 1st fell on the Saturday.
Yes.
So whenever the year happens that the 1st falls on the Friday.
Oh, we'll be off the Friday.
We're not off the Monday, we're off the Friday that year.
Okay.
So I don't know how maths works, you know, yeah, with calendar and stuff. You know, I think it'll happen, but I don't know when. I didn't check to see when it happened. I was blown away by the fact that we're going to have a bank holiday Friday.
Which is kind of class. Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of maths, actually... So, a fun one, strange one for you. Let me know what you think of this. I was at home in Kerry for the weekend.
Oh, of Kerry. Oh.
I know. It's bad.
No, it is. Like, you know, if I just do 5 more million shifts on iRadio, I could have a deposit for, like, a second home there one day. Oh, I love
it. Make it 10 more million shifts.
Yeah.
Crazy,
the notions. Crazy. The notions down the southwest at the moment, huh?
I know. Yeah. I know. Listen. Live, Laugh, Leitrim, that's the place to go. Yeah, no, gorgeous houses there. Anyway, so I was at a gig and this girl came up to me and she was like, oh, Una, yeah, do you remember me? And I was like, oh, hi, how are you? And she was like, yeah, you were in Mr. Beecham's maths class with me. And I was like, oh, yes, I was. And then she goes, yeah, you were so bad at maths. And I was like, okay, Susan, with the memory of an elephant.
Yeah.
What's chicken you like? What's your problem? So I was just kind of, I laughed it off and I was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, still am. She was like, oh God, you were so bad. Remember going up and trying to work out the problems?
Oh, that was traumatic.
Like giving me PTSD. So I went over to one of the girls. I was like, come here, do you mean this one? Like, what's her beef? And she was like, oh yeah, fifth year, you went to the Debs with her ex. And I was like,
Who remembers these things?
Well, I remember.
Wait, you were in fifth year and you went to her ex's Debs. Was he your head? You? Is that what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Old.
I was at 5 Debs.
Look at you. 5?
5 Debs.
I actually... I went to a Debs with one girl. And the thing is I was in fourth year when she asked me, but she was in sixth year. And you know how it can go kind of two different ways in a Debs? It's like, well, I was the younger of the lads, but yeah. One of the girls in their sixth year was going out with a guy who was a little bit older than her.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, what are you doing with yourself? And I was like, oh, I'm in fourth year. I'm just doing transition year. What about you? And he was like, oh, I'm a qualified accountant.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wow, I'm the youngest person here. So I don't know how long it takes me to count him. I'm going to guess he was like 23, 24, maybe. Look.
He had no business at the Debs.
No.
Oh, get back into the book.
The fact that he got asked to go.
Crunch those numbers.
So there you go. So you had a girl over the weekend remind you of the fact that you went out with somebody's exes.
She didn't say that. She was just giving me jibes about being crap at maths, and that's fair enough. But I was like, why is she doing that? Like,
she obviously took a little dig at you as well for going with someone's ex too. So did you ever get along with this girl? She obviously doesn't like you.
I don't really. I have no bad memories of her.
She's like, I've been waiting years to approach this one now and remind her of how awful of a person she was in secondary school.
Yeah, it really wasn't. Like, I was bad at maths though. I'll give her that. Like, high five for that. Sorry, Mr. Beecham. Still rubbish. But like, who goes around doing that kind of thing?
I know.
It's nice,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, it's fine. And I was at the Debs and she wasn't.
Okay.
That was the problem.
Breakfast rolls. Having a little bit of a mare. It's Marty here in for Cooper all this week alongside Una. Can you see my headphones?
Oh yeah, well that's a fun.
I snapped them over the
DIY
weekend.
DIY job, yeah.
So now I've got masking tape around them and they're starting to get a little bit loose. So you've got masking on your glasses, do you?
Yeah, no, I just have one arm of my glasses.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And this is like going on, like, it's 2 years now, and I just haven't got around.
You can't get a pair of glasses. I haven't got a pair of headphones. Oh, we're doing really well.
Since I started the station, and his glasses were like that, and they've not changed since.
Are they grand?
You're just used to it now.
You get used to it, yeah. You'll get used to the dodgy headphones, maybe.
Sir, like bandage thing.
Yeah, good God. Survey says, Donald, take this away, will you?
Yes, today's survey, according to a new study, 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. What is it?
Okay. What is it?
What are young people after? What are they saving up for?
A car.
Oh, that's, yeah, very good shout. It's not the answer, though, unfortunately. So that would be something you'd save up for.
Now, I love a new car.
I am doing, as you know, I'm on iRadio at the weekends, but yeah. I never give out the number because it's dance mix and stuff. So bear with me when I have to try. 087-1102-107. Okay, 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. What is it?
Ooh, an air fryer. Sorry, I'm greedy. Two guesses now.
Do you love air fryers? Because yeah. I was like, when I found out that I was doing the show this week, I was like, I'll listen back to some of the show from last week. And you were talking about air fryers then as well.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. I actually, yeah, air fryers have changed my life.
It is a big...
promoter of air fryers.
Yeah, promoter of air fryers. Yeah. He likes it. Cooper wouldn't be... He'd be more... I use the oven.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why, no one from the air fryer brands has gone on to you to be like, here, like,
no,
here's a free air fryer.
No, they haven't. No.
What, is a Ninja?
Ninja.
This
yeah.
is not an ad for Ninja,
no,
by the
not
way.
Not an ad for Ninja.
They haven't been like, oh, no, here's an air fryer.
No, no, Cooper God. Is too, but he's kind of too, I don't know. He says an oven does a better job.
Cooper's the same as my dad, so.
Yeah.
My dad hates barbecues and air fryers.
He hates barbecues.
He hates it.
I thought all men love barbecues.
No, that's
fire.
Those three letters. Oh, BBQ. He just loses it. I don't know what it is. He hates barbecues and air fryers. He's like, no, that's not for me. I want to cook properly.
Yeah.
What do you mean cook properly? Once the food is cooked and you can eat it, it's fine, right? No?
No. Yeah. See, he's kind of like a meat and two veg man then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I get it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
087. 1-102-107. You heard Donald. 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. What is it? Speaking there a couple of moments ago, if you've just joined us, I found out that Una has a deep love for air fryers. Una, you're not alone.
We're not alone. No.
No. Well, obviously, the love for air fryers in general, I get it. But you're never going to be alone on this one. Shouts to Finn here.
If I won the cash machine, I kid you not, I would have Ninja kidnapped my kitchen. I'd have two air fryers, no cooker, the blender, the soup maker, the grill, the whole lot, the whole shebang. I'd have a Ninja kitchen.
Oh, I didn't even know that they did all those other
bits. This is funny
and
now because, like, you can hear the bosses shouting at the radio, and they're meant to pay for this. Trying to get Ninja on board for ads. And we're like, did you know that Ninja do all of this?
No,
you
know,
the hair styling products as well and all of
do
that.
Do they really?
No.
Oh.
No. I think we can get in trouble for that, actually, if we start listening to things that they don't do. A couple of moments ago, survey says 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. What is it? Una, you guessed what was it?
Car. Or an air fryer.
Okay, yeah,
and neither were correct.
And neither were correct. So right now we're passing it over to you right now. What do you think? 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. Survey says, according to 23% of young people, 23% of young people say they're saving up to buy one of these. We couldn't guess it correctly in the studio. Donald has told us that we are wrong when it comes to an air fryer and a car. Yeah, okay.
Michelle in Donegal says, are they saving up for a holiday?
Oh, always.
Always. Always, yeah.
More,
I'd like to think more than 23% of people are saving up.
99.5% of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that. Now, Keelan also messaged saying they're saving to buy a house. Very good guess. I'd say a lot of people are. It's a never-ending game at the moment. Yeah. To buy a house.
I'd say it's a much higher percentage, though.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
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 Not the answer anyway, no.
No.
I love this guess. Lorena Navin says, is it a bathtub big enough for two? Yowza. Wow.
Don't hold back.
I mean, it depends on the size of the two people, though, as well, doesn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I look at my bath at home, and it's not the biggest bath, but if me and my other half wanted to, we'd squeeze into it.
Squeeze in.
Yeah.
When there's a will, there's a way.
We'd give it a go, like, you know what I mean? And just see what happens.
And do you have the chutes? What is the name for that thing?
Jets.
The jets that come up. A jacuzzi.
We don't have that now. We're not that bougie.
But that is the dream.
It's part of the saving for a house. You get the house, and then you're saving to put stuff in it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where we're at the moment. But no, we don't have a bath big enough for the two of us with the jacuzzi jets.
But you'd fit in, though. You'd manage it.
We haven't tried it yet.
Because
do you know what? Can I come back to you tomorrow?
Come back tomorrow, let us know.
Yeah.
Yes, report back.
How did filling in for Cooper go this week? Actually, can we try something real quick? I gotta get back to the guys in the morning and let them know if something works. You know?
It's for work.
Yeah, keep playing it off as if it's for work. Yeah.
There was no right answers today, unfortunately.
No way.
No. But the answer is 23% of young people are saving up to buy a pizza oven.
What?
Have a pizza oven.
A pizza
out there,
oven.
Yeah?
Are they that popular? Well, it's 23% a lot. It is for a pizza oven.
And how,
it
must be very expensive then.
I gave one of my friends those for as a housewarming present years ago.
That is a great decent. House. That's is a really good gift.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it was gifted to me and I never used it.
Passed it on.
So I passed it
out. Passed it on, yeah.
Yeah, that's but nice. I didn't realize that they were so expensive. I would have sold it and got her something cheaper.
There you go. Yeah, I know. You missed out there.
Oh my God, I did. 23% of young people are saving up to buy a pizza oven. Pizza well, oven. Oh my God, to be young these days, eh?
Yeah, kind of notion-y, to be fair. Are you
on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. Rhyme it, just
a little bit. All right, let's play a game of Rhyme It. So now, this is my first time playing this. Am I correct in saying that we give you a word and the answer to every question has to rhyme with the word that you give, Una? Is that correct?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Perfect.
All right. Okay. So I do believe that we have Rachel on the line. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hiya.
How you doing? Come here. January was long, wasn't it? I've heard that you...
Very long.
And come here. Like, a lot of people now recovering from that long month, they've got their little bits that they like to do to, you know, make themselves feel better. What was it that you were doing again?
Shopping.
Nothing like a bit of retail therapy, Rachel.
I take that. You got paid, so, yeah?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Have you played Rhyme It before in the car?
I haven't, no.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay. No, as in, like, you know, like played along while listening?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This could be really
interesting. It's very simple, Rachel. We just give you a word and I'm going to ask you questions and every answer has to rhyme with the word that I give you. And if you get the highest score at the end of the week, you win the contents of my drawers. And there's goodies in there. There could be tickets in there.
I've never in my life on any radio show I've ever done given away a prize like this.
It's unbelievable.
And Rachel, fair play to you for being like, you know what, I'm going to take the chance. Whatever's in those drawers I want.
Yeah. There could be purple snacks. You never know.
Okay, now tell me this, everybody. Do I hit the timer and then you give the word, or will you give the word?
Give the word and then the timer.
Okay, yeah. We'll give the word. So, okay, so the word for Rhyme It this morning. Are you ready, Rachel?
Yeah.
The word rhymes with pig. Let's go.
To make a hole in the ground, you have to what?
Dig.
If you manipulated something by deceptive means, you'd what?
I don't know.
A woody shoot growing from a branch or a tree.
Twig.
A soft pear-shaped fruit.
I don't know.
You can go and work on an oil what at sea?
Rig.
If something is large or great in dimensions, it's what?
Big.
Yes, you got that in the nick of time. Well done.
They're getting the go-ahead here saying you got that one in. So how many are we looking at there? 4! Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Good starts the week.
That's not bad.
That's all right,
yeah,
Rachel.
Rachel, how are you feeling about 4 today?
I don't know what's supposed to be good.
Well, as this is my first time playing it, you did better than I would have done. So that to me was good. So I'll pass it over to Una and Donal for that one. What's good on this game?
Yeah, 4 is kind of...
Come on.
No, it's actually... I think it's average, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not too shabby at all, Rach. Right. So if you manipulated something by deceptive means, you'd what? You'd rig it.
Oh, that's tough.
And a soft... I don't write the questions.
Someone's getting blamed that out there. Yeah.
Yeah. A soft pear-shaped fruit is a fig.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you got the rest of them.
The rest of them, indeed. Yeah, Rachel. Okay, congratulations. If you're top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, you never know. Those drawers could be on their way to you.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Have a great morning, Rachel. Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That was awfully difficult, guys. Come on.
They were harder than I thought. You know, when you hear them back and you go, yeah, that one was...
It's the morning after a bank holiday.
Yeah, I would not have gotten a woody shoot growing from a branch or tree. What?
Yeah. She got that one.
She got that one, yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una.
Go for it.
Is it acceptable to stay friends with an ex after you've broken up?
It's not, and that's the hill I'll die on.
Just straight up, it's not.
Straight up. It's no, because one of you still secretly has feelings.
Yeah, that's
right.
You're backing that. You're like, no matter what.
No matter what, because one of you is secretly hoping for a relapse, And then
why though? Why do they have to be like?
Because it's just you were together for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Can you really just be friends? Is it one person wants to stay friends because of the off chance of, you know?
Uh-huh.
And like, there's always going to be like the fizzle, the spark, just the look of.
What if
the
there
want.
Never was a spark?
What?
Well, some relationships don't have a spark.
Okay, well then they shouldn't be in a relationship.
Well, there you go.
A spark.
Maybe they're better off as friends. No.
Well, they shouldn't. Well, that's strange because why would you be with someone? Why would you be with someone if you don't have the spark? Should the spark?
Well,
is
you
the
find
connection
out
to everything.
You could have the spark at the start, and then you don't have it going forward. So you're like, ah, look, we're better off as friends.
Oh well, look. I mean, if the spark is gone, well then you're not hearing the music anymore. Well, then it's done. But like, you have to. Think about the new partners. If you're friends with an ex,
fair, yeah,
and
okay.
Your new partner has to pretend like, you know, oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Oh my God,
I
yeah.
Know, yeah.
And I like, secretly, they're like planning their demise.
What about this situation, though, real quickly? Okay, so I understand where you're coming from, and I'll back a lot of what you said. But what I say, like, you know, you're older, and the ex was like a teenage ex. You know what I mean? From all that time ago, the first time you were ever officially in a relationship.
Oh my God,
somebody,
the first love. That's just the worst
it? No,
example you could give.
It's not real
though,
when you're like 15 or 16. You
never
you're in a
forget
relationship.
Your first love.
It's not a real relationship though. It doesn't count. Like,
but there's still always, there's going to be those lovely fond memories.
Yeah, like, oh.
Do you know, you experienced your first kiss with them and, you know.
You don't remember it. Like,
you don't remember your first kiss?
No, I don't remember it. Like, why would I?
Wow.
Do you?
Of course I do. It was terrible. A washing machine. It was awful.
Okay. Is it acceptable to stay friends with an ex after you've split up? We need you on this one. Voice notes, text, whatever you got. 087-1102-107. The hill I'll die on. And this morning we're battling it out to be right and correct and prove the other person wrong. When it comes down to being friends with an ex,
it's not okay to stay friends with an ex because there's always going to be that, you know, that little bit of fizzle between you. One of you still has the want.
Well, if you just joined us, by the way, Una, she told us that she remembers very well her first kiss.
Everyone remembers their first
kiss. This plays a huge factor in whether or not you should be friends with an ex or not because you shared your first kiss with them. If
well,
we're talking
no,
about the first
I
ex.
Mean, well, not, no, not. I'm not talking about the first. I'm talking about your first love.
Oh,
like
your first okay,
love,
yeah.
You know? Because I think if you're still friends with an ex, you're kind of open to repeating things that you did in the past with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I made the argument that I do think that if they're like a teenage ex and you kind of bump into them, you get along with them and all that jazz, it's a little bit different because it's so long ago. Depending on how old you are, of course. You could be listening right now and you could be a teenager going out with your first love. It might last. I hope it does.
I hope it does, yeah.
It didn't for me, but I'm very happy right now in my situation. I better put that out there just in case she's listening. Philip, what do you think?
Oh, I don't think so. Like, there's not many relationships break up amicably. There's either some toxicity or jealousy or somebody's been straight up.
And I had to stop it there. Because, Philip, you're listening right now. You know exactly what you said at the end, and I can't put that out 8:45 in the morning on
not
the radio.
Not radio friendly, Philip.
What? You know, Philip's on your side there, Una, on that one, so he is. The toxicity. There's something there still. There's a reason why you broke up.
Listen, you can't build a future with your current partner if you're still pals with someone who knows all your old passwords. Think about it.
Hey, Finn, what do you think?
No, you most certainly cannot be friends with an ex afterwards. There is no way. They know too much about you.
Yeah.
You know too much about them. There's a reason he's an ex. You got rid. He was no good for you. Goodbye. Bye-bye. You don't need negativity in your life. I'm saying forward thinking. Don't look in the past. He's behind you for a reason.
No, hang on a minute now. You're putting your hands in the air there. You're celebrating. Well, no, hang on. What about, like, what? Maybe he doesn't need her? Why is this all about, you know, her not needing him? Put him in the past. Maybe he should put her in the past.
Listen, either or. Your current partner is just there going, okay, these two know what they look like in their birthday suit and their friends.
Okay, that's a very good point. Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay.
They're still thinking about what they look like in their birthday suit and that's not easy for your current partner.
No, I know that, but...
Unsubscribe from the ex. Sorry, Marty.
That's another one. What about following them online?
Oh, that's okay, I think.
Why is that okay?
I mean, because I think that's all right, as long as you're not reaching out and having, like, these conversations with them. Although,
getting
if
the
you're
odd story, like,
online,
here and there.
you're kind of probably looking to see, you're keeping the eye on them, aren't you? You're keeping the eye on what's
so I will always argue this, and I will stick to this. I think social media nowadays is real life. Let's be real. You know, we speak to more people online than we do in real life. I that's what I would put out there.
Okay.
Do I have statistics to back that? Absolutely not. But I will suggest that. I'll always say it. I just think that that is how we live. So if you're following somebody online and seeing what they're up to, you might as well be still friends with them, I think, personally.
But what if you're not chatting to them?
But a little story like here and there, that's nearly worse in my opinion. You know what I mean? I think it's real like, oh, hi, I'm watching. You know
what I mean? I'm still here. You know,
Una likes this.
Remember me.
Yeah. Una likes this. It's like Una saw this. Hey, remember me. Or else I'm liking this, hoping that you message me first kind of thing.
There you go. That's another good point. In my favor, you shouldn't be friends with the next, or you shouldn't be following them online.
No.
Unsubscribe from everything.
Everything, okay.
Yeah.
087-1102-107. Do you think it's okay to stay friends with an ex? You heard Finn, you heard Philip, you heard Una. We are doing the hill I'll die on. And this morning it is, can you still remain friends with an ex? Una has hammered it home. If you've just joined us, that you can't.
No. Unsubscribe. That's my advice. Grace in Monaghan says, the only way you could stay friends with an ex is if you want to keep the line open for a late night call. Yeah. No, you're right. It's like keeping a key to a house that you've moved out of. It's a just in case.
Who does that?
Seriously.
No, surely not.
Of course they do. Fia in Leakslip says, I'm with Marty in this one. I'm pals with all of my exes.
All of them.
They were the main characters in my life for different eras. I still have so much love for them.
Okay, I actually, do you know what? I like that. I do, because...
Well, if I was her current partner listening to that now, I'd be like, I'm raging jealous.
I think it is such a red flag, though. If you were to go on a first date with somebody and all they did was slate all their exes.
Oh my God, that's 100%.
A red flag.
That's a red flag.
The common denominator in this is, well, hang on a minute. You're calling all them bad. So I'm like, I'm looking at you now.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas to be able to say nice things about an ex, I think is actually a regal quality.
100%. And that's totally fine to say lovely things about an ex. But, you know, you have moved on from them. You're not friends with them anymore. Fair. Like the partner who says, oh, yeah, it's totally fine. Be friends with them. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. They deserve like a Nobel Peace Prize because seriously.
Well, they don't mean it. No one ever means it when they say that. That's the thing, you know. I don't think so anyway.
No, they don't.
Shouts to Aaron here getting in touch. Aaron says, nah, F that. X is short for exclude.
Ooh, you're not wrong.
I love that so much. Another message here says, yes, you have seen them naked. Like, really. Sick face emoji. I wouldn't... Oh. I nearly said that out loud. I wouldn't something on mine if he was on fire. I think we all know what that word was in the middle there that I nearly read out. Block, block, block. X is blocked straight away. And then don't forget to block them from Netflix too. Why is she? You can stay logged.
They're using your password.
Well, I'm actually.
You've got to change the
password. I actually am still logged in to a housemate of mine. This is from 5 years ago. Their Prime account. So I have like an Xbox and we have all the apps on it and stuff. So they must have logged into it and used it when we were living together and they haven't logged out. So I'm kind of like, this is free game, right?
Okay.
No?
So you're stealing.
Am I?
Kind of, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Were they not stealing from me using my Xbox?
I suppose, maybe, I don't know. But look, as long as you're getting something out of it, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, right, there you go.
I think I'm winning.
You won, Una, yeah.
I was just saying.
You won that one. So the majority say that no, you cannot stay friends with an ex, which I guess is fair enough, okay.
Yeah, you can't, because there's always going to be that little bit of you-know-what there, the little bit of fizzled, like, oh yeah. I remember this.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay,
that
right.
That was fun.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.
Truth or trash?
Or trash.
Was that you or the music?
That was me.
Oh, was it?
That was me. Yeah.
Because it was really good.
Thanks, we do it, yeah. I do it every day.
Oh, you do it every day. Oh, yeah, you've been practicing.
I've been practicing, Marty.
Okay, right. So this is a good one for you to play wherever you're listening right now. So the idea is that we are going to tell you something that could be truth or trash. And if I say something, it's up to you guys to debate whether or not it's truth or trash. I have that one correct?
Yes.
And then likewise with you, Donal. Likewise with you, Una.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I've got the gist of the game down, and we're going to go with Donal first. So I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
My fact. January, which we've just come out of, thank God, it's the highest month of the year for separations and divorces. Truth or trash?
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You'd believe it?
Yeah, you would believe it, because...
I've had many of splits in January in my day.
Yeah, because you're broke, you know, the fun holidays is over, it's back to the grind, there's so much pressure on you to get it back into the gym to start eating seeds and lettuce.
Seeds and lettuce.
You know what I mean? Mm, whereas I think
so. God forbid you try to be healthy and had a partner at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
you can't juggle both, you know? You can't get Chinese takeaways.
But you can understand why you might be a little bit cranky and then arguments could start and then, you know what I mean? So I can totally picture why that would be true.
I'm going to say it's false.
I'm going to say it's true.
Okay. It is true. Multiple reports have found this to be true. January is often the most splits that happen in January.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we put too much pressure on ourselves in January. In nature, the animals hibernate. We should be doing the same things. Hibernate. Like nourishing our body with comfort food.
Just disappear for a month. I love it.
100%.
Okay. Right. I've got a fact for you. You ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about air fryers earlier on.
Yeah.
So let's go to their brother or sister. They can be either or, I guess. The microwave.
Oh, yeah.
And did you know that they were originally filed for a patent as a biological rapid thaw intended for use in hospitals to warm up IV fluids, not for cooking food?
Oh.
Why would you want to warm up an IV fluid?
I don't know. I'm not a nurse or a doctor. I don't know.
IV fluids aren't warm when they go into you.
Have you felt them before?
I've had several IV fluids.
And, were they warm or cold?
I didn't really feel them.
Well, then how do you know?
Well, I mean, because they're up beside you. They're up beside you. I'm going to say that's trash. Or do you know what? I'm sticking to my guns here. I'm going to say it's trash.
Don't know.
I'm going to say true, because it could have been they were frozen. Back in the day, they could have been frozen to keep them all right or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then you defrost them. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say true.
Una, you're right again.
Oh, hi.
Trash, yeah, completely made up, courtesy of artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. I did not write it like that, so there you go. Una, over to you, let's go.
So, there is a new proposition going to be brought forward to Cabinet this week about including another bank holiday in July for Ireland's third patron saint, Colm Kyll. A fine Donegal man he was Colm, on the hills. So he's feeling a little bit left out, right?
Oh, is he?
Because the three patron saints are, there is Paddy, Bridget and Colm, right? But Colm Kyll was added because Kyll means of the churches. But anyway, so Colm is like, lads, what's the crack? Do you know, I'm feeling super left out here. So now the people in his village of Glen Colm Kyll have brought forward this motion to the cabinet, and we are hoping to get another bank holiday in July. Please. And it's for St. Colm Kyll. Yeah.
I went to St. Colm Kyll's primary school, so... I want to believe it.
Yeah, fair leaving Colm out.
No, it's not fair leaving him out. And like a bank holiday, you know, in May, June, July and August would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although, Una, that was so poorly put together.
It was. You even said he said it himself. He's feeling left out. Yeah, he said, he's feeling very left out.
I am just imagining. I'm talking for... I'm giving him a voice.
Of course.
That's
actually really kind and generous of you.
I know. So you can imagine. But he's up there looking down going, lads, that is so unfair. One of the other two got that I don't have. You know.
Is he?
Yeah. So I think the government really needs to tackle this. I mean, it's shocking. And give us that bank
holiday.
Yeah,
there's nothing else they need to be doing right now. There's no other matters.
Just do it for Colm.
Okay, Donal, what are you saying?
I don't think this is true, Una.
No, I don't think it's true either. Una, what's the answer?
Well, I mean, I did make it up. But I think we should start the petition. We're doing it for Colm. We're doing it for Donegal.
I will say, what you said is, it's great. Yeah. The idea is great. Not even, you know, Colm Kyll out and all that.
Yeah, it's bad form, lads.
It's bad form.
Yeah.
So we should celebrate that. Like, when will we do it? The first Monday in July?
Yeah. Or when do we need it? Maybe a November bank holiday would be nice.
Well, sure, we can come back to that after Colm Kilgass, when surely we're leaving someone else out as well that needs one in
November.
Well,
there's only the three patrons. They're the three patrons. I mean, we could go to the 12 Irish Apostles.
I know, but we'll get to a stage. I was going to say, yeah. We'll get to a stage where maybe Michael D. Higgins deserves to have a day dedicated to him. You know?
And then one dedicated to his dogs.
Yeah,
as well.
Like, sure, look, at all the bank holidays, we're not saying no.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what? I have to say, after that, I'm really excited to do this again tomorrow. More so to hear, Una, your brain, wow. I'd love to be in there for a day and just, watch everything bounce around. And.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una, I need your opinion on something, as you are a mother.
I am.
A great mother at that, huh?
Busy mum of twins, four-year-old twins.
Ah, yeah. Adorable.
Yeah. Well, you say that.
No, I'm saying I don't have twins. I can say it.
Yeah, you could say it.
Are they though? Are they really?
No, they're very cute, but they're feral, I suppose, is one way of describing them. Yeah, wild. They keep me on my toes.
Yeah, I'd say so. The reason why I'm asking you this is I was away recently with my other half and we were in the airport. We got the early flight. So you're at the airport for 5 a.m. Always seems like a great idea at the time, doesn't it? And then you get there and you're like, what are we doing? We get the whole day apparently. But you're like a potato for the full day. So yeah, it doesn't make a difference whether you're there or not. You just go to bed. Anyway, we were having a coffee and there was all this commotion to our left. We looked over and there was a couple sitting down and they were surprised by their three kids. Who were like, we're coming witches. So, yeah, it was lovely. And the airport was quiet. It was so early. So a bit much at that hour.
Oh, you were like, keep it down.
But I was looking over and I was like, the dad doesn't look too pleased about this. But the mum obviously would have had to have known. Do you get me? The way she reacted, like they wouldn't be able to just rock up to the airport without one of them knowing.
Okay.
Do you get me? So I felt like the mum was in on this and the dad looked a bit like, oh, great. Good to see my three children that we thought we were getting away from. The reason why I figured this out is that later on that night, we went out for food and the restaurant we got to, there was this huge like 60th thing happening. There's balloons, things up and the whole lot. We sat down at the table next to it and look, guess who walked in? The parents and the three kids. So it was the dad's 60th. So he's heading away, you know, for his 60th birthday with his partner and the kids show up. And I'm asking you as a mother, is that something that you would like? Because personally, as someone who doesn't have a kid, who would like to have one day, I'm going to be honest, if I'm heading away with my other half on a romantic holiday for my 60th birthday party, the last thing I want is my kids rocking up to the airport at 5:30 a.m. being like, we're coming too.
Why? Do you think they're just going to, you'll have less time for romantic activities?
No, it's not about the romantic activities as such. It's more so the peace and quiet. Like, it's great. Like you said there, you touched on it. Ah, look, they're lovely, but they're feral. Now, I know they're only four. Yeah. They're not going to surprise you.
They
stop
biting me. Like, so that's cool. This is a phase.
Fast forward a lot of years.
Yeah. Oh, you know? No, I think it's lovely. I think
really, though.
Yeah. And I mean, it's his 60th birthday. It was really lovely of them to come and organise this and have a party for him in Lanzarote. I think it's lovely.
Maybe he doesn't realise that he also paid for their flights, though, as well.
And oh, you see, there's the thing now. I don't want to be paying for their flights.
Well, he'd probably just know. Yeah, the mom's like that. That's the reason why I feel like the mom knew, because she knew the secret. When they rocked up, she didn't seem... She kind of looked at him being like, surprised as well. You know what I mean?
And he's like...
And we were kind of wondering why he wasn't kind of so excited about it. And then we realized, oh, it's a 60th birthday. Later on that night in the restaurant, we pieced it all together in our heads. And I was like, no, I don't want that ever. I really, really don't. So, well, then,
you have to be firm then.
Maybe you have to be a parent first to understand it too, yeah?
I think it's lovely. I don't know why the dad was a bad four. Maybe he had to pay for their flights.
Yeah.
He's like, you little chancers.
Yeah. There you go. If you're listening right now and you want to have your thoughts, send us a text message, send us a voice note. We differ in opinions once again, Una. There we go.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.